Just if you would please state your name and the topic. If you would please state your name and the topic for the recording.
Sure. I'm Amy
Okay.
B, and the topic is the entire psychic change. And here we go. Is it 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Do you want a 5-minute warning, Amy?
Thank you, Terry. Thanks. Okay. Hi, my name is Amy B. I am a compulsive overeater living in a recovered state. I am a chaos creator, controller, fixer, adrenaline addict, moving through recovery. And I want to thank Anna and Terry for your service today. I want to thank everybody who read for doing service today and everybody who's here for being a part of this community because this is a WE program and I cannot recover alone. I should not recover alone. And that's what the big book tells me over and over again. Thank you, Sally, for asking me to speak, my dear friend. Sally is one of my bright lights who led me into BBA. So I am very grateful. And when she asked me for a topic, I was sort of going between the promises and the entire psychic change, because I have been very, I have been in an incredible amount of gratitude around what this program specifically, I mean, the 12 steps, the big book, but specifically this BBA way of looking at my emotional sobriety issues for me, the emotional sobriety issues, has absolutely brought the promises to my life in all sorts of ways. But it was the entire psychic change that I settled on because that is the magic of the program. And I want to talk about where it's in the book. I have windows, oh, wrong device. I have windows open to reference stuff. And the first thing is the word psychic. And when you go look up the word psychic in the dictionary, the first thing it says is of or relating to the psyche. So I'm going to go to the word psyche, but then I want to go back to psychic for a second. So when you look up the word psyche, it says the totality of elements forming the mind. So like the whole, the totality, like all, an entire psychic change to my entire, everything that my mind does, touches, is a part of. That's a really intimidating idea. For me, it was when I came into the rooms. And then it says specifically in Freudian psychoanalytic theory, the id, the ego, and the superego, including both conscious and unconscious components. So, like my awake mind, my sleeping mind, the whole thing has to change. I have to have an entire psychic change. But going back to the word psychic for a moment, one of the definitions of psychic is sensitive to non-physical or supernatural forces or influences marked by extraordinary or mysterious sensitivity, perception, or understanding. And I think about that with regards to emotional sobriety, the idea that I am very sensitive to all of these forces that affect my psyche. I don't think that's what the definition intended for it to mean, but I see it in that way. And then going into the big book, the places where it says the entire psychic change in the big book comes up first in the doctor's opinion, where it says one feels that something more than human power is needed to produce the essential psychic change. Well, I mean, like many others in this room, in these rooms, I came to this program as an intelligent, capable, hardworking, especially as a chaos creator, like determined solution finder. And my human power just got me to a place of desolation. So no human power. And I felt like my human power was pretty, I mean, it wasn't the right kind of power, but it was pretty formidable. And something more than that is needed to produce the essential psychic change. And essential is, I mean, the essence of something is what it all boils down to. It all boils down. Take out all of the fluff, all about everything. This book is telling me that it all boils down to the fact that the totality of my mind needs to be entirely changed. And then also in the doctor's opinion, and by the way, this is one of my favorite sentences in the book, and that is another, by the way, like one of my favorite little debates to have with myself, which is my favorite sentence in the book. It's a really fun fight to have. And I would love to hear everybody else's sometime if you want to do some outreach or anything like that. Okay, so again, in the doctor's opinion, one of my favorite sentences, because it comes right after, unless this person can experience an entire change, they are doomed. And then it says, on the other hand, and as strange as this may seem to those who do not understand, once a psychic change has occurred, the very same person who seemed doomed, who had so many problems they despaired of ever solving them, suddenly finds themselves easily able to control my desire to feel better, to fix things, to self-deal from my internal drugstore, to switch up what's happening to me. And the thing that I like, my favorite part of this sentence is the part where it says, as strange as it may seem to those who do not understand. There is a lot that has happened in this program for me that I don't understand. There are a lot of ways that it doesn't matter is the point, is that I don't have to understand. And another thing is that a lot of it seems strange sometimes, these connections, these things, these ways that it says that I have to live my life. And especially where I first came into 12 steps in the food, like there's this kind of like, that's kind of strange. And I love that the sentence is like, as strange as it may seem to those who do not understand, A, I don't ever have to understand, and B, it can seem strange. It doesn't matter. Like there's lots of things that seem strange that like have brought miracles, growth, acceptance, all sorts of things. So I really, really like that sentence. And then, and the third one is the sentence that precedes it. Then I don't know why I have these out of order, apologies, which is, this is repeated over and over, unless this person can experience an entire psychic change, there's very little hope of their recovery. And then it's like, on the other hand, and as strange as it may seem. So I have to have an entire psychic change in order to have recovery. And then when I look to Appendix 2, the spiritual experience, in that first paragraph, it references this again, but in slightly different terms. The term spiritual experience and spiritual awakening are used many times in this book, which upon careful reading, and I love that we do that in this program, in this Big Book Awakenings program, upon careful reading, shows that the personality change sufficient to bring about recovery from my addictions has manifested itself among us in many forms. But the point in there is that it's the psychic change is a personality change strong enough to bring about my recovery. The totality of my mind, which is a tall order. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is because when I came into the BBA program for chaos creating, controlling, fixing, adrenaline addiction, and all of those other manifestations or identifications of this ism, I was several years sober in my initial substance. And falling apart, like in bad shape. And I was sitting with somebody that I know from my primary fellowship, and I was like, I don't know that I've ever been in so much pain. I can't stop crying, but at least I'm not in the food, right? That's a miracle. I'm not in the food, right? And she very gently leaned forward and said, have you heard about the program for chaos creators and the BBA?
5 minutes, Amy.
Thank you so much. And I went through these steps in a way that I had not done before. The deep dive into the step one experience around this emotional sobriety, realizing these physical effects and looking at it so deeply that, and I was talking with somebody about this, I think just yesterday, that I used to think that my mental twist was what changed my physicality when I was sober, like if I wasn't in my substance, that it was my twist that did it. And this look at the physical, the fact that something physical happens to me, the totality of my mind, and that engages the mental twist. That it starts in the physical in a way that I didn't understand with the emotional sobriety. I really thought that that was all about that. And I sort of learned that, like, anyway, it doesn't matter what I've learned. What it matters is that this program allowed me to take a personal path to learn what I needed to see. I know we're at the beginning of another workshop year. I don't know if there are folks in here that are doing that or auditing it or involved. And if you are, thank you for your service and for being there. When I came into this a year ago, I did not even understand the ways in which my emotional sobriety was working. I didn't even, when I came in for the food, I knew there was no secret. I'm a 100-pounder. Many times before I came into the rooms, I had no idea how powerless I was. I thought that I could fix everything emotionally. So not true. And again, I want to give testimony that this program works if you work it. If you follow it, if you show up, I'll personalize. It worked when I worked it, when I followed it, when I showed up. It was painful in step one. It was painful in step four. It was painful in step six. For me, six and seven was. I mean, it makes sense. It's right at that halfway point in the steps where it pivots. It's where it pivoted for me. Again, this is a personal journey. And so here it is a year later, a little over a year later. And there was a situation that I got to experience a year later as a person who felt differently, who thought differently. And that's what I was going to talk about. But with the last couple of minutes, it's so strange how things work. In meditation before this, I pulled a card called restlessness. crawling inside, waiting for something to happen, waiting for a change. Pent up energy has been working your mind hard. It's hard to leave a state of restlessness. Maybe you just need to go through it. You won't be here forever. In more recent days, very, very recent days, I have felt sensitive to life, stimuli, life on life's terms. And the totality of my mind is experiencing it differently. And I thought I would need a lobotomy. That's what I wrote in my notes. That's what I said in my homework group. They thought I was making a joke. I was desperate and terrified because I thought that there was no way. And there has been stuff that has happened very recently. And I sort of said, like, I would like to not talk about this right now. Is that okay? And didn't make a mess. There have been times where I felt like I've been walking side by side with my non-emotionally sober self, but I'm just walking next to those thoughts. It's different. It is entirely different, even when we brush up against each other a little bit. I hope I have said something that encourages somebody to move through this work, to keep faith that it works when I work it, and that this is a beautiful community of mentors and people who will help us along our way. I hope I said something that was helpful. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you so much, Amy. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's see, general shares. We will now open the meeting for sharing and for questions to anyone from anyone. Please limit your share to under 4 minutes. The topic for tonight's meeting is entire psychic change. God, have we had those? If you have not done the work related to this topic, as done through the Big Book Awakening, we ask that you limit your sharing to questions only. This is a cross-star meeting. You can ask anyone a question or comment on anyone's share. If you are a newcomer to this meeting and to the Big Book Awakening, we will reserve some time at the end of the meeting for you to introduce yourself and share if you wish to, so that we can get to know you. The meeting is now open. Who's first? Come on, psychic change. You guys, you've had those, I know. You
I'll
can't
jump
be doing
in.
This work and not have it. Go, Sally.
I'll jump in. Oh, Miss Amy, I love you. You know, when I spoke with Amy and I heard about what was going on with her, and she told me that I was the third person that mentioned BBA to her, and she's like, okay, I hear you, God. And that's how things come in threes to me as well. And I was so excited because I love her and my food program. She's so wise and so helpful. She's got a way of understanding this book that I don't have. And I'm like, man, when you go through this work, you're going to be a